These numbers suggest China might just be able to hit the government's target for the economy expanding by 5% for the whole of 2023, but that's still well below the average for the last 40 years of stunning growth. Chinese customers still seem reluctant to spend money, despite the end of the pandemic late last year. The never-ending property crisis saps their confidence, and the country is still teetering on the edge of deflation. If prices do fall, then consumers may be even more wary of buying things that could be cheaper in a few months, and that could start a spiral pulling down the Chinese economy further.